A new Tantramar council spent just over 2 hours on Monday afternoon reviewing the details of the municipality's operating budget for 2023. CAO Jennifer Bourne pointed out that it was unusual for such a presentation to happen mid-February, just over 6 weeks into the fiscal year.
First, I want to acknowledge the obvious that we're doing a 2023 budget presentation in the current fiscal year. I would say that's probably a career first for all of us. We're checking off a lot of firsts with Tantramar, but that's kind of an interesting first that we're doing the presentation during the fiscal year. So, of course, not ideal, but at any time, like I've said before, we would have required extra time to unpack the budget, sort through the five subunits, and get used to our new format.
The province's approved budget for Tantramar was handed over to town staff on January 6th, with just basic line numbers providing very little detail or specifics. Bourne and Acting Treasurer Michael Beale have spent the last number of weeks going through the budget line by line to make sure all departments are covered. The tax rates approved by the province will provide over $14 million in revenue for the new town. Add in another $1.5 million raised elsewhere through rents, grants, and fees charged for services, and Tantramar has a $15.5 million budget for 2023. But how that money is raised and how it's spent is complicated. There are five former entities in Tantramar, and each had their own tax rate last year. Those five entities will remain on the books as subunits in the new municipal budget, with five separate tax rates. But in 2023, some of those rates, those in local service districts, will start to climb. That's because the previous LSD tax rates set by the province won't cover the cost of their local services, such as police and garbage collection, as well as new shared services that they will share with the rest of the new municipality. What exactly are shared services and what are not has been decided this year by the province, but in future, those definitions could change.
We've discussed that. Interesting conversations will be held in this room going forward of cost-shared services, local versus cost-sharing, and inside-outside rates. So, you know, looking forward to those discussions in the years ahead as council decides for various cost-sharing models.
Transportation is perhaps the biggest expense that is not shared in the new budget. That's primarily because the province will continue to look after roads in the former local service districts and will charge its own property tax rate, about 41 cents per $100 of assessment, to cover that cost. Michael Beale says that 41 cents is not enough to cover the actual cost of that service if the municipality were to take it over.
We could not provide transportation services to the local service districts for the money that is coming in. Our calculation showed a little over $700,000 at the tax rate that is implemented by the province. That would need to be much higher. And that is one of the main reasons why Sackville and Dorchester have higher tax rates, is because our transportation costs are 100% in our budget and 100% to the taxpayer.
Along with transportation, policing will also remain not shared. That's because of municipal and provincial contracts already in place, which will continue to be paid separately, at least for the time being. In terms of shared services, there's finance and administration, fire services, parks and rec facilities, and tourism and recreation programming. The sharing of parks and recreation facilities has long been something the town of Sackville lobbied for, especially when it comes to larger facilities such as the Tantramar Civic Center with its expensive indoor rink. Having parks and rec facilities under shared services means that residents in, say, the Sackville Local Service District should cover about 11.8% of the cost of the Civic Center, because the former LSD has about that share of the tax base. But it also means that all rec facilities from Beech Hill Park to the Dorchester Veterans Community Center would be covered in the same way. That kind of calculation, with former local service districts covering their share of all services deemed shared, as well as their own local services, would mean tax rates for former LSDs are much higher than what is proposed for 2023. According to Michael Beale's calculations, the rates for LSDs should be around 79 cents per $100 of assessment, not including the province's transportation rate, in order to properly cover the shared and not shared services as outlined by the province. For the Sackville LSD, that would mean a 35-cent rise in taxes, about 80% more than they paid last year. For the Pointe du Butte LSD, the shock wouldn't be as bad, with just a 10-cent raise required. But neither LSD will see a rise that high this year, because the province has required a 5-year phase-in to meet the new cost demands. The fact that residents of former LSDs will now be contributing to shared services will also mean changes in how those services are delivered, says Beal.
But in the process of all this, we now have to evaluate, and I speak recreation because that's one of the bigger things that are cost shared. We now have to evaluate where will we build the new parks? Where will we build the new infrastructure? Where will we put, because if the local service district of Pointe Butte and the local service districts of Sackville are contributing to those recreation services, then should they not have access to some playground equipment in their area? Should they not have access to recreation programs in their areas? Mm-hmm. So that will take many months, if not years, to develop and bring to fruition. But that is something that the new municipality will need to evaluate.
Jen Bourne says that there's already one example of a change in service in recreation. On Tuesday, Council passed a new rate schedule for community groups to rent the Dorchester Veterans Community Center, eliminating fees for groups doing recreation-style programming.
So previously in Dorchester, there was a cost attached to that. There had to be a cost attached because we had such a small budget to operate facilities. Yeah. Now that we have the cost-sharing model, what a huge benefit for the entire region that we can now offer free rentals to nonprofits offering recreation programming out of that building.
That's Tantramar CAO Jennifer Bourne speaking on Wednesday. Tax rates for the new town of Tantramar are out, and there are increases for three former local service districts in the municipality and small drops for the town of Sackville and Village of Dorchester. The rate is, of course, only one part of the equation, and because assessments have gone up on average everywhere except the Dorchester LSD, most residents in all parts of Tantramar will pay significantly more in taxes, even without a tax rate hike. Property tax bills are expected to be mailed out in March.